So is that it? You just wanted me to move shit into your new place for you? Like what? Like you weren't hiding an ulterior motive, a very transparent one? You do not use phrases like helping hands without wanting something very specific, and I know what that is. Because it's important that you say it. It's important to me. You don't get to decide what's important to me. And typically with our dynamic, you don't get to decide much at all. Do you? So before I'm on my way, I'll give you another chance. Did you want helping hands or not? And what would you like them to help you with? Don't whine. Express. No, it isn't. It's not the same thing. You can do better. I know you can. I've seen you do better. So come on. And where on you do you want these hands? Well, I only have two. I don't think I can get them everywhere. You gonna give me an order for those places then? Where do you want them first? Where do you want them last? And everywhere in between? Whining does not help. And maybe I shouldn't put them on you at all until you say what I want. The same thing I always want. You to ask properly. You have not. Besides, you brought me over here to move stuff into your place. And now here I am trying to give you something, and you won't even ask for it. It's too bad. Wait for what? You're not going to say it. Oh. Well, I haven't heard it. And I haven't heard the magic word. Okay, the other magic word. The magic word that refers to me specifically. Sometimes people call it a title. It does. Do you know what it ends with? And if you put those together, it's better. Maybe I'll touch you a little bit after all. I like your winter outfits, but I like them better when they're off of you. I think we can get these layers off. It's probably warming up a little bit anyway. Come on. Get out of that. It's okay. I'll tease the rest of it off. You like it when I do this. You just complain at the same time. You know I'm right. I'm always right. Because I'm... There we go. You're learning. It's a Christmas miracle. Don't walk away now. I'm not gonna chase. I'll just go home. Hi again. Now, let's see where you wanted the helping hands. Stomach seems like a nice place. You sure it isn't just here? I know you like weighted blankets. Maybe it's just a pressure thing. So maybe if I just put a little pressure on you, that'll be enough. It's all you want. Pressure. Well, how would I know? You won't say anything. I'm listening. You gonna be good for me? That involves telling me what I want to know. Do you want my hands to move? Okay. Up your arms they go, then. Your fingertips feel good, don't they? I can think of many places they'd be better suited. But I need you to tell me where that is. It's not about me knowing. It's about you communicating. It's about you asking. Where do you want my hands? I can put them there. Are you gonna lose the bra for me? Or should I do it over the bra? I had a feeling. Here's a good girl. I can play with these. Quite a while. I know how you like me to squeeze. And then massage. Run my thumbs over your nipples. I could do that all night and we'd both be very entertained by it. Good girl. Should we find you somewhere to sit? Because your legs look like they're about to give out. So greedy, you don't want it to stop for a second to get more comfortable. I think you might regret that. But it does make things interesting. So I'll allow it. Allow. That is definitely the right word. I love the way these feel in my hands. I like gently brushing my palm against your nipples. Dancing my fingertips on the underside. Giving them a nice squeeze. Rotating my fingers back around. Tapping away. Teasing what you really want them to do. It's too bad you didn't ask for a helping mouth, huh? Nah, don't be bad now. That would be disastrous. I got you all riled up, and I have all the proof I need right here. Look at these. I bet it feels great when I squeeze them full. That moan. Must have felt good. Maybe I should get a toy, too. No. That's true. Helping hands, I suppose. Not that I don't think a toy would be helpful, but you do have a point for once. Once, yes. Maybe my hand should stop doing this. You're just going to keep pressing them into me when I say something like that? It might work. I love to play with them, but there are other things I can play with that I think would feel even better. You want to take a guess? Would you like to make a request, more accurately? Where? I said where, not a direction. You can ask nicely. Please, what? were you talking to? Good girl. I can do that. Unfortunately, these will have to be left alone. I know. So sad. And I'm gonna need access down here, so I'm gonna have to help me shimmy you out of these. No, you're gonna stay standing. You chose this. Is it so evil to let you live with the consequences of your choices? What's my role then, Aren't I supposed to give you a little discipline? Or am I just supposed to help you be a brat? I don't think so. Unfortunately for you, I get to make that call. That must suck, huh? Okay. I think that's enough access. And I can... It's not too specific, but my hand gliding over all of it. That probably feels good, yeah. Oh. Now you grinding? Choose one of the two things. Either I'm going to touch you or you're going to grind against my hand. Communicate. Then you're going to learn to stay still from me. Because I want to be responsible for it. Not that I don't appreciate your animal urge to grind against it and come all over my hand. But I want to be responsible for that happening. Such a pretty, pretty gun. Look at the way it practically quivers when my finger slides off. It tastes good. Look at the way it practically quivers when I slide my finger off. I like that. Does it again when I slide it back on? Is that the key? Hand on, slide off, and then back on. Aww. What's wrong with that? And you don't like being teased? Oh, okay, so you just get a free pass to tease me. It just doesn't apply to you. Why is that? Oh. And why are you special? That's a strong argument. Unfortunately, I'm in charge, so I don't care. I get to tease you now. Poor thing. Stay upright. You chose this. I tried to get you to move somewhere more comfortable, and you pressed your tits into my hands. It's too late. I have you like I want you. Desperate. Unsteady. Begging. One of my favorite parts. I can get more specific now, I suppose. Here. I'll put the palm of my hand over your entrance. I'll play with your clit with my fingers. I'm gonna put my other hand on your neck. Look at me. Not at my hand. I'm gonna keep rubbing your clit. And you can grind against my palm a little bit. Just a little bit. Don't make my aim bad with my fingers. feels a little... maybe I should move. Hold on. I'll get behind you, and then it'll make a little more sense. There we go. Maybe you'd like me right near here anyway. There we go. That's a better angle for it. Now I can rub a lot more accurately. And that is kind of with the back part of my fingers. In there. Grind. How's that feel? As helpful as you'd hoped. Good. What should I do with my other hand? I think this one's doing the job down there just fine. But your neck... I don't know. It was my first thought, but... I did love playing with your tits. Maybe it should just wander. After all... You did want them everywhere, didn't you? All the way up to your neck. Down. Your collarbone. Your tits. Which I'll give a nice squeeze. So you remember how much I like them. Stomach. Waist. Almost joining my other one. You're getting desperate. Oh, poor thing. You must need this pretty badly. All that teasing, as much as you proclaim you hate it. She doth protest too. You could come like this. I can pretty much guarantee it make it happen in a minute or two. All I have to do is tell you to. You are, after all, the best girl. Because if I tell you to let go, your body's going to try. Especially with one hand on your cunt and the other on your throat. In your ear. You can do it. Grind harder into my palm. Not that hard. I need to... There we go. There. Sorry. I need to be able to play with your clit, too. And I can squeeze your throat just enough to let you know that I'm here. And tell you to come. Come for me. Come. Come for me. Come. Come. There we go. Come on. You can give it all to me. You can do it. You need to let it all out. You have to let it go for me. Come on, make a mess on my fucking hand. You're gonna be the one licking it up. God, the way you fucking clench. I always think about what my cock feels inside you when I feel you do that with my hand. How it squeezes me, contours to my cock. It's one of my favorite feelings in the world. You waste all that delicious cum on my hand. There. You're barely standing, but I'm impressed that you managed. I'll give you some points for that. You gonna say thank you? Thank you what? Good. look this up? That's good. You're ravenous. Hungry. Maybe one isn't enough for you.